Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we will be chatting with Janicia Olora, all the way from Singapore. Welcome, Janicia.
Thank you for having me on your show, Genesis.
Thank you. Can you start off by telling the listeners the name of your business and how did you get started?
Well, I run the number one leading female entrepreneur network here in Southeast Asia, connecting more than 200,000 women across the region. It's called Soul Rich Woman. And how I got started to doing this was because I was craving a legacy business that I wanted to do, having done image consultancy, having done a cafe retail chain that scaled to three countries, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, with 18 franchisees and licensees. And eventually I said, hey, I want to shortcut the success of people who are going online. They have a mentor, they could have curated content so that you can help them to get recognition online, to get leads online, and to be seen really powerfully online, like their diamond, letting their diamond shine. And I do it by three pillars. The first pillar is podcasting. The second pillar is live streaming. The third pillar is mentorship. So through all these various pillars, we help this people or women to get their mojo and get their things going.
Nice. And how did you come up with the name of your business?
Well, the name Soul simply means that you mind, body, soul needs to be aligned. When we are unhappy, when we are sad, when we are holding a lot of ego and baggages, we cannot move forward. So in order for us to manifest wealth and manifest happiness in our lives, our soul is truly aligned. Then we will shine. For rich, it simply means that richness is not just about the external, but also the internal. So it's kind of the balance of the both worlds, right? Mm-hmm. You need to have money to get things done. And you need to also have a richness within you, a cup that's overflowing, that's full, only then you can give. So when soul rich woman combine together, it simply means that a woman whose soul is filled with such richness of the F word, being fabulous, having freedom, financial independence, and a happy family.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I like how you tied everything together, because alignment and just having that equilibrium is so important in order to truly manifest what you want and what you need, because there is a difference between wants and needs. So I love that you broke it down that way. And I also want to dive a little bit deeper into your background, Janicia. So what was your story? How did you get into the industry and your business? Was there a specific turning point that led you to feeling like, oh, I haven't seen this in the industry, like I want to disrupt it and I want to build a legacy? Because you talked about legacy early on. So what led you to wanting to pave the foundation to build your legacy and help others?
Well, that need to bring all the way back to when I was 14 years old. I had to support myself through school since I was 14. Okay. So I go through a very tough childhood, and I taught aerobics, yoga, and country line dancing as part-time when I am going through school. So my mom pawned her gold and sent me for the instructor certifications. So that's how I got started altogether. But you see, I graduated as an occupational therapist and I worked 9 to 5. And I went through SARS as well during the season of 2003 and 2004. And I asked myself this question, is this something that I want in my life? What other dreams do I have that I've not fulfilled that's burning brightly inside my soul? So I decided to pursue Miss Singapore, and I won the title Miss Singapore Universe. I was a runner-up, and then later on winning Miss Singapore International. By having this title, I started an image consultancy business where my clientele were high net worth clients, CEOs and decision makers of companies, as well as politicians. So this was really an amazing journey. I was growing outwards and knowing that life is not something that holds me back. Not my social, not my economical status that's going to hold me back. I decide my future. So my past does not equals to my future. With that, I came to a point where I was stagnant because I work, I get paid. I work, I get paid. I don't work, I don't get paid. So then another pathway of wanting to go online, wanting the desire to transform my business, evolve myself. But you see, I didn't have the know-how. I didn't know what to do. And I was not trained in this area. So I looked for a mentor and hired a coach to take me through the journey. So in 2013, I went online, and in 3 months, I made $100,000 online. And in a single year, I crossed my very first $1 million. So that in itself was a big breakthrough for myself because I never made so much money in my entire life. And it came to a point where I could invest. So I invested in a cafe retail chain, started from scratch with 4 other partners, and we grew to 3 countries, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, with 18 franchisees and licensees. Now, that's where the limiting beliefs come. Oh, Janisha, you're not a F&B trained person. You know, I'm a medical student, right? I graduated as an occupational therapist. I was an image consultant. I know nuts about business operations, running retail, running cafe retail chain. I'm like, even cross-border business. I mean, the laws in Singapore versus the laws in Indonesia versus the laws in Malaysia are 3 different animals altogether. So I had to really humble myself. And it's all about clarity. It's all about connections. And by having these 2 C's, I managed to break through and work through my limiting beliefs and eventually scale the business and exiting to a public listed company owner after 4 years. Eventually, my soul was still searching. And I was asking myself, even though I have all the richness of the world, I have my cafe retail chain, I sold it, I did this, I did that, I was Miss Singapore and everything else. I said, hey, what is that thing that is my calling? What is my true purpose? So the true purpose came about when, in fact, when I was still in my cafe retail chain business. So during the day, I'm running the business. At night, I will turn on my camera, turn on my webcam, because I was based in Indonesia. I was not based in Singapore. I was based in Indonesia, running and taking care of the franchisees over there. And there I have it. Use Google Hangouts, I still remember. And then I said, let's do a webinar. So I shared my knowledge and then my experiences during that time. So long story short, I grew my following, grew my people, but I started with zero, nobody. Even before I turned on the camera, there were nobody watching, right? And it was difficult. I was worried. I was scared to know whether this legacy of mine eventually will it become something that I really want to do. Is it certain? Is it for me? Because if there's zero people following me, zero community, zero tribe members, then where is the legacy? But I persisted, and that was how I grew eventually after I exited the cafe retail chain business into this brand called Soul Rich Woman. So I never gave up. I did this thing called the Webinar Wednesday, where every single Wednesday I was on live. Think about all the Facebook lives and LinkedIn lives now. I was literally doing like my own webinars every Wednesday to my so-called community. So it grew from 0 to 10 to 100 to the thousands. And that was how it grew to where it is today. I think the key philosophy that I always hold to myself is this. If you don't have a big why to what you're doing and why you're doing, you ain't going to be able to make it. Because if money is the only driving force that you have, then where is the soul? Money can be a byproduct, you see. So why I do a legacy business is because, number one, I'm truly passionate about sharing my knowledge and experience. Number two, I love empowering women. Number three, it's something that I can just wake up and just be doing it every single day and be just filled with joy, right? So where's the joy that's within you, right? So yeah, that's how it is.
I love that because you went all the way back to when you were 14 and then you brought us all the way home to where you currently are now, which is not your final destination, but it helps us connect more with you, Janicia, and see that even though you didn't know the information into the field that you were tapping into, you did not allow those limitations to keep you from reaching your breakthrough point. And you were persistent, you were determined, you were passionate about it. And all of those things led you to having a successful cafe retail. And then you also soul search. And while you were soul searching, it helped you come into ownership of your purpose and et cetera. And now you're out here crushing it and helping others too who are desiring to be in the same space as you're in. And that's incredible, especially as a woman, from a woman to a woman. Sometimes we could be catty or sometimes we could try to be in competition with one another. But what I hear is that you're looking for ways to help complement other women and help them push their needle a little bit further versus having an unhealthy competition.
Yes, definitely.
So I want to ask you, what tips do you have for someone who is aspiring to go into business, or what makes you that incredible entrepreneur that other people would look up to? So two parts.
That's two very different questions. Okay, so the first question will be about how you can really get yourself started. I think a lot of people are perfectionist. They want everything to be perfect. They want things to be that perfect thing. Look, business is never perfect. You got to start somewhere. And then after you get started, you need to know how to do it, right? So you must have that C word, which is community. Either you get a coach or you get a community peer-to-peer, and then you kind of move along with that support. Because alone you are strong, together we are unstoppable. So that will be my suggestion to get started. And the other part will be when you are growing as an entrepreneur, you want to really look into your mindset. Really stay humble in everything that you do and don't have a I know it all attitude or have some ego and let your past burdens hold you back. Now, this is what I see very much and very often. So I would say stay humble and of course, keep going.
Awesome. Because humility definitely does help because no one wants to work with someone who is arrogant, prideful, or who makes them feel less than they are. So those are great advice. And then community, because your community, once you give to your community is going to be able to give back to you. So you have to sow seeds in order for you to reap a harvest later on. If you never plant those seeds, can you reap the harvest?
No, you can't.
So that's amazing. And as we become, as we wind down, I want you to tell the listeners of How I Scaled Service Podcast, the name of your business, where they can find you on social media, and your email or phone number if you feel compelled to.
Well, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram at Genicia Allura. And that is GeniciaAllura. Now, I have two free gifts for you. Secrets of Personal Branding, where I share with you the seven steps of ways you can really scale your personal branding online. The second gift is How Do You Delegate 80% of Your To-Do List to Your Assistant so that you can focus on your zone of genius and make money online. And these two gifts are available at soulrichwoman.com. SOULRICHWOMAN.com.
Phenomenal, listeners. So make sure you go tap into those resources that Genicia is offering. Make sure you listen to this recording intently so you can tap into all the wonderful gems that she shared, because she told us about the importance of community. She told us about how it's so important to stay humble, that it's not always going to be pretty when you're in business, but you have to be persistent, you have to be determined, and you have to know what is your why. And your why is tied to your purpose. It's tied to your destiny assignment, and it's tied to your calling. So if you follow these basic principles and foundations, you too can achieve success and accomplish your wildest dreams. So once again, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to How I Scale Service Podcast with your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And we had the pleasure of talking with Genicia Allura with Soul Rich Woman. And until we chat next time, peace, love, and blessings.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service Podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.